Welcome back. We're up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zion, Chapter 1, Mishnah 7 of Maseches Erevin. So the Mishnah now is coming off of the last, yesterday's Mishnah. So we want to talk about what the poles have to be made out of. Says the Mishnah, about kolos and the chayayin. The poles can be made out of anything. Afilu b'davar sheyesh bo ruach chayim, even something that's alive. Right? So similar to when we make a sukkah, theoretically, if you tie a bunch of cows together and make a wall, so that's a sukkah. So too, when it comes to the pole can be made of anything, even if it is a living creature, as long as it's 10 tefachim high, then it would be a kosher pole. But Rabbi Yossi says, what are you talking about? How can you use a living creature as a pole? It could die, it could become shorter than 10 tefachim if it dies. So don't tell me that you can use such a thing. That's crazy. Okay, Mitame Mishum Golil. And now some two additional halachos as they pertain to living creatures. So the first is Mitame Mishum Golil, that a living creature is able to transmit tumah if it was used as the cover for a grave. Rabbi Meir says, no, what are you talking about? It can't become tummy, and it certainly cannot transmit tumah. That's usually the rule with living creatures, and the Tanakhama is basically telling us that this is an exception to the rule. And Rabbi Meir says, no, there is no exception like this to the rule. The Kosvin Alav Gitei Nashim, and so too, says the Tanakhama, we can write a divorce document on a living creature, right? You just say, you know, Bessie the cow, please sit there, and now I'm going to write this get. And Bessie the cow says, moo moo, sure, you got it. But Rabbi Yossi Haglili posts, but Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, no way does this work. That's not going to be a kosher get at all. Okay, that was Mishnah Zion. Now on to Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah wants to know, let's say I have a group of people who are traveling in the desert, and they want to make an encampment for Shabbos. So how would they go about making an encampment to make it that they can carry in their little area? So it says the Mishnah, Shayara Shechantza V'Bika. If you have a caravan, a group of travelers who camped in an open plain before Shabbos, V'Kifua Bechlei Behema, and they surrounded their camp with animal gear, like saddles and blankets and things like that, and in so doing, they created a makeshift wall. So how big does that wall have to be? How significant does it have to be? Says the Mishnah, Metaltalin Besocha, one can carry in the camp, Ubelvachi, hey gader gavos, asar tfachim, as long as number one, the fence is at least 10 tfachim high, velo yihyu feratzos yiseros al habinyan, and number two, that the gaps in the wall can't be more than the total width of all the walls. So in other words, if you have, objects lined all across the perimeter of your camp, but you have more gaps. Let's say you have 20 feet worth of gaps and you only have 15 feet of walls. That's not okay. It would need to be 20 feet of walls and 15 feet of gaps. That would be permissible. But then says the Mishnah, an additional rule that kol pirtzah shehi ke'aser amos muteras. Any gap that is 10 amos wide or less is permissible. Meaning, if it was more than 10 amos, then it wouldn't be kosher. Because it's considered like an entranceway. But yaser mikan aser. But if the gap is greater than 10 amos, then it's not. It's going to disqualify the whole thing because it can't be viewed as a proper entrance, and it's regarded as just like a hole in the wall, making it an unkosher wall. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Ches. God willing, next time I'm going to do with Mishnah Tes. Have a wonderful day.